such a long, long time to be gone, and a short time to be there. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Sound of the Underground. I'm your host, DJ Proof. And if you're tuning in right now, you're listening to my show, which features three different portions usually, and I cover rap songs, rock songs, and reggae songs, and then I talk about the artists and their background a little bit and talk about how their music is directly and indirectly impacting the world in a positive way and how underground culture is kind of set up to counter the mainstream and produce music and produce art that may not get as much play or airtime necessarily as mainstream artists, but at the same time, the messages and the lyrics, the content of the songs, and the passion and motivation that these artists have to actually create them in the first place, it all stems from, you know, wanting to create change and knowing what to say to do that, and what kind of emotions to kind of stir up in people through music. Well, today is a beautiful Thursday. I think we've officially entered into the spring season, and it just keeps getting hotter, at least in the Bay Area, and you know, it's pretty exciting, especially because summer's right around the corner for us Dominican students, and we only have about 2 to 3 weeks left, actually, so it's pretty exciting stuff. And I just hope everyone has some good plans for the summer. If not, I hope everyone is working or something, doing something productive. I got 2 jobs lined up for my summer, so I'm going to be pretty busy. And besides that, I don't have too much time for my show today, actually, because I'm going to have to cut it short, since the soccer team actually has their last spring season game, and it happens to be around 5:30, so I have to leave a little bit early, and this is why I started my show a little early as well. But anyways, I want to get right to the music before we run out of too much time. And today I want to start my show off by talking about very two influential hip-hop artists, both from Brooklyn, New York, and the first rapper is Talib Kweli. His real name is Talib Kweli Green, but he goes by Talib Kweli, and he was born in Brooklyn. And then the second rapper, who actually, he's known by 2 names now, but his real name is Dante Smith, and then most people know him as Mos Def, which is what the name he went with most of his career. But in 2012, he said that he wants to go by the name of Yasin Bey. But for now, I'm gonna call him Mos Def, because that's how I grew up knowing him. And Talib Kweli is the other rapper I am talking about. So I know Talib Kweli attended Columbia Law School for a little bit, but he got more involved in his musical career. And around 1998, Talib Kweli and Mos Def actually got together and started collabing on side projects. And this was the beginning of both their careers. So the fact that they came together and decided to make music kind of, it didn't necessarily make them seem like a duo group or some kind of duo hip-hop group that was going to stay that way. It was more of an album that they created together. The album that they created together was called Black Star. And Black Star was released in 1998, like I said, when they first met, a little bit before that, but they started making music together in 98, and this album is actually a pretty big landmark in hip-hop culture. Just because both of these guys are really talented lyricists. And what I was trying to say earlier was that the fact that they got together doesn't mean people automatically assumed they were going to, you know, stay together later on. They actually became a lot more successful being independent and solo, doing their solo careers. And, I mean, Mos Def, he's only released 4 studio albums in his lifetime, including 3 collaboration albums, which includes Black Star. And compared to him, Mos Def is definitely a legend. But I think Talib Kweli, he released way more albums, at least, in his solo career. And during his solo career, he released, I believe it was 10 or 11 studio albums. Yeah, 10. And I mean, all of them, they all have a different style, kind of stemming from what they originally created through their lyrics. But they've always, at least Kweli and Mos Def, have always been rappers who are politically and socially conscious, which definitely translates into the music and their lyrics. I feel like these guys don't get as much playing or airtime or publicity as a lot of other mainstream hip-hop artists, because they always keep it true to what they want to talk about, and they're always creative about how they do that. And I mean, the certain topics that they talk about, coming from a Brooklyn neighborhood back in the 60s and 70s when they grew up, and even early 80s, Kweli and Mos Def definitely talk about, and they want to raise awareness, this is why they kind of bring it up, but they want to raise awareness of the violence that come from low-income communities, and especially in the U.S., and how police brutality is affecting a lot of kind of the negative stereotypes, and that a lot of African Americans are stigmatized about, or there's a lot of stigmas about African Americans and their relationship with police, and how, well, in respect for Amadou Diallo, who was a gunshot victim, shot 41 times by New York police officers, the album that they came together to create called Black Star was kind of, they did a hip-hop show, and they released the project called Hip Hop for Respect CD in 2000, which is 2 years after their Black Star. And the profits were used to, the profits were donated to the Hip Hop for Respect Foundation, and that foundation helps bring awareness to the fact that police brutality exists, and it's a lot worse in the poorer and lower income neighborhoods, especially when it comes to race issues, and African Americans seem to be the biggest victims of it. So that's kind of what they talk about, and they talk a lot about politics as well, and how there's a lot of injustice in the prison system, and it's all tied to racism and all these, you know, all these things that evolved over American U.S. history, stemming from slavery and, you know, just the separation of black and white people, and how it has affected us in our times today. So, you know, I just wanted to play a song by them that is pretty popular, and it's off their collaboration album called Black Star. And I chose this song because it's well known, but it also has a lot of good things to talk about in their lyrics. So this song is called Respiration, and it's off their Talib Kweli and Mos Def's collaboration album called Black Star, featuring Common. I hope you guys enjoy this. And before we get into that, I just want to let you know that these artists are pretty similar to a lot of underground hip-hop artists that I've covered. I haven't covered Common, but Common is very unique and I think similar to Mos Def and Talib Kweli. I mean, they've collabed with The Roots. They've collabed with Kanye West, Jay-Z. They've collabed with all the big guys as well, but they still remain underground. And this is definitely a classic song. So, once again, this is Respiration by Talib Kweli, Mos Def, and Common. Enjoy.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters of Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit. The scribes can apply the transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual is suitable. Tonight alive, let's describe the inscrutable, the indisputable. We New York, the narcotics. Draped in metal and fiber optics. We're mercenaries is paid to trade hot stocks and for profits. Thirsty criminals dig pockets. Hard knuckles on the second hands of working class watches. Skyscrapers is colossus. The cost of living is preposterous. Stay alive, you pay or die, no options. No Batman and Robin. Can't tell between the cops and the robbers. They both partners, they all heartless. With no conscience. Back streets stay darkened. While unbelieving hearts stay hardened. My ego talent stay sharpened. Like city lights stay throbbing. You either make a way or stay sobbing. The shiny apple is bruised but sweetened. If you choose to eat, you could lose your teeth. Many crews retreat, nightly news repeat. Who got shot down the lockdown? Spotlight the savages, NASDAQ averages. My narrative rose to explain its existence amidst the harbor lights which remain in the distance. So much on my mind that I can't recline. Blasting holes in the night till she blends sunshine. Breathe in, inhale vapors from bright stars that shine. Breathe out. Smoke, retrace the skyline. Heard the bass ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing, chest heaving against the flesh of the evening. Sigh before it died like the last train leaving.
Breathing in deep city breaths, sitting on leadership steps. We stooped to new lows. Hell froze the night the city slept. The beast crept through concrete jungles, communicating with one another. And ghetto birds were waters for from the hydrants to the gutters. The beast walked the beats, but the beats we be making. You on the wrong side of the track, looking visibly shaken, taking in plungers. Plunging to death that's painted by the numbers will crawl under plow pressure. Cats is playing God but having children by a lesser baby mother. But fuck it, we played against each other like puppets. Swearing you got pool when the only pool you got is the wool over your eyes. Getting knowledge in jail like a blessing in disguise. Look in the skies for God, what you see besides the smog is broken dreams flying away in the wings of the obscene. Thoughts that people put in the air, places where you could get murdered over a glare. But everything is fair, it's a paradox we call reality. So keeping it real will make you a casualty of abnormal normality. Killers born naturally like Mickey and Mallory. Not knowing the ways will get you capped like an NBA salary.
So much on my mind, I just can't recline. Blast the holes in the night till she bless sunshine. Breathe in, inhale vapors from bright stars that shine. Breathe out, green smoke retrace the skyline. Yo, don't the bass ride out like an ancient mating call. I can't take it, y'all. I can feel the city breathing, just heaving against the flesh of the evening. Sigh before it died like the last train leaving.
Yo, on the amen corner I stood looking at my former hood. Felt this spirit in the wind, knew my friend was gone for good. Through dirt on the casket, the hurt I couldn't mask it. Mixing down emotion, struggle I hadn't mastered. I choreographed seven steps to heaven. Inhale, waiting to exhale and make the bread leaven. Veteran of a cold war, it's the guy I go for. What I know or what's known. So some days I take the bus home, just to touch home. From the crib I spend months gone. Sat by the window with a clutch stone, listening to shorties cuss long. Young girls are weak minds, but they butt strong. Tried to call or at least speak the Lord, but didn't have a touch tone. It's a dog and dog world, you got a must own. Some of this land I must own. Out of the city, they want us gone. Tearing down the checks, creating plush homes. My circumstance is between Cabrini and Love Jones. Surrounded by hate, yet I love home. Ask my guy how he thought traveling the world sound. Found it hard to imagine he hadn't been past downtown. It's deep, I heard the city breathing asleep. A reality I touch, but for me it's hard to keep. It's deep,
I heard my man breathing in sleep. A reality I touch, but for me it's hard to keep.
So much on my mind, I just can't recline. Blasting holes in the night till she bless sunshine. Breathe in the hell vapors from bright stars to shine. Breathe out, smoke retrace the skyline. You heard the bass ride out like an ancient maiden call. I can't take it, y'all.
And we're back. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That song was called Respiration, and it was off the collaboration album that Mos Def and Talib Kweli came together and created in 98 called Black Star. And pretty much, I mean, there's a lot of lyrics in there. And
I suspect that God is a clock.
And just to kind of go over the lyrics a little bit before I move on to my second portion. I mean, I don't know if anyone caught it, but I thought this line from the first verse, Mos Def's verse, was pretty cool. He says, alright, he says, we, New York, the narcotic strength and mental and fiber optics where mercenaries is paid to trade hot stock tips. For profits, thirsty criminals take pockets. Hard knuckles on the second hands of working class watches. Skyscrapers is colossus. The cost of living is preposterous. Stay alive. You play or die. No options. No Batman and Robin. Can't tell between the cops and the robbers. They both partners. They're all heartless. With no conscience, back streets stay darkened. Where unbeliever hearts stay hardened. And I mean, he goes on to talk about the stock markets and the corruption and, you know, the police department sometimes. And it all ties back to police brutality and what these guys pretty much grew up witnessing and, you know, being subjected to. And at the same time, a lot of their lyrics are just creative and they talk about whatever, but this song in particular is just, you know, it's meant to take in all the bad and negative things in your life and then turning it around. You know, just don't forget to breathe and understand that, like, no matter what situation you're in, you can always pull yourself up and make something good out of your life. So, I always like this song, and it has three, you know, amazing legendary hip-hop artists on it. The first verse being covered by Mos Def, and then Talib Kweli came in the second verse, and then Common finished it with his third verse, and they all have something to say, so be sure to check them out individually if you have time or if you like that at all. And I mean, they're still making music today, but just not as fast as rate. I think Talib Kweli is probably the most successful hip-hop artist out of these, at least out of Mos Def and Common, who you just heard, but that's just because he's released the most, you know, solo albums in his lifetime. But it's up to you who you think is the best artist, and, you know, it's all about preference. And to me, I think Mos Def has probably the best lyrics, but Talib Kweli he's up there next to him. And he definitely is the workhorse out of the two. So anyways, since I don't have too much time, I'm going to move into the second portion of my show. And this is the rock portion. And for the rock portion, I chose to talk about an artist who actually came up. They're a Canadian band. And they're upbringing started in the really late 90s and definitely through the recent decade. And a lot of people probably know them for being kind of the immature and, you know, young band that they were coming up. And these guys are known as Sum 41. And at first, Sum 41 was made up of four band members, The original band members being Derek Whibley, Steve Jocks on drums, and Derek Whibley is the he was the rhythm guitarist and lead singer, and then Jason or Cone McCaslin, he plays bass. And back in the day, they also played with the legendary lead guitarist who is now departed from the band, but he's known as Dave Brownsound, and he has a long history with the band up until their fourth studio album when he left. And I mean, the band started to make music, and they released their first album in around 99, but it kind of wasn't really officially a studio album. It was just, you know, their first kind of project. And their first official studio album, All Killer No Filler, came out in 2001. And their most recent album, called Screaming Bloody Murder, that came out in 2011. So they've been around for the past decade and officially have 5 studio albums out right now. But I mean, I grew up with these bands, and bands similar to them like Blink-182, Good Charlotte, pretty close to them, I think. Jack Black's band, Tenacious D, kind of similar sound, and it takes a lot of kind of like new metal sounds influenced by the heavy metal classics, and definitely mixed with some pop punk as well. And Sum 41's kind of a unique band because they've also been known to try, you know, a little bit of hip-hop influence in their songs with songs like Fat Lip from their first album that kind of had a little bit of hip-hop influence to it. And it definitely was one of their anthems off that album. And that album definitely brought them into the spotlight. But the spotlight that they created for themselves, or that album created for them, I think it just kind of showed how young they were and how, you know, not used to the industry or the world, really. They really just weren't matured yet, and especially as musicians. But I mean, as a kid, I loved it. And then eventually their second album became a lot more heavier, called Does This Look Infected? And that was released a couple years after, around 2002. And the album that really kind of took off to a different direction from their original style was Chuck, and that came out in 2004. After the band traveled to the Democratic Republic of Congo in Africa to help with film a documentary for a organization called War Child Canada. And so during the time they were in the Congo back then, they actually got caught in a crossfire after one of their shows. And this was, you know, totally unexpected, but they were caught in a crossfire between some rebel armies and, you know, just running through the town. And so for a while they thought they were going to die. And all of a sudden this UN peacekeeper named Charles Pelletier, or Chuck, better known as Chuck, and this is the guy that they actually dedicated the album to, he actually saved their lives and about 45 other people's lives by evacuating them out of the hotel that they were being kind of held hostage in. And this experience kind of, I think it, at least for Derek Whibley, the songwriter, he definitely started to write more about not just personal issues, but, you know, the social issues and issues about war, issues about terrorism and violence. And of course, he talks a little bit about just illusionment and, you know, what is reality. He asks these things, and it's this album is definitely more of a roller coaster of different emotions. And this is why it's probably one of my favorite albums by them. And their fourth. Yeah, their fourth studio album called Underclass Hero. That was definitely more politically driven as well. And but to me, I thought the music, because after Chuck was released, Dave Brownsound, who's a lead guitarist and definitely brought more of a heavier metal to the sound, he left and he started his own band called Brown Brigade with his brother. So they were left with, the band was just left with Wibbly Cohn and Steve Jocks. So, and actually, I actually forgot about this, but Steve Jocks actually left the band. He retired from the band this past year, actually, and now the band is currently with just Wibbly Cohn and the new guitarist they picked up, Tom Thacker. So as of now, Sum 41 is kind of disbanded. It's a little different than they were, but I mean, you can compare these guys to like NOFX, Green Day. There's a lot of different bands that The Offspring, you can compare them to them. And a lot of these bands kind of grew up around the same time. So, you know, not every band's going to stay together, and I knew that just growing up. But, the reason why I think these guys are kind of interesting is because a lot of their albums just, they're so different from the next one. And although they still are working on creating their sixth studio album, you know, you never know what to expect from bands like these. And I think Sum 41 is kind of setting the standard for, you know, not remaining with one style and just, you know, practicing or just trying out different musical genres in the actual scheme of making an album. And I don't think it necessarily classifies them as a particular like punk rock or pop punk band. They're just kind of all over the place, and you know, I think they really kind of took their own style and started making it a lot more unique and easily identifiable with them if you just heard it randomly on the radio or something like that. But the song that I want to play for you guys today is actually off their third studio album called Chuck, released in 2004. And you know, this was kind of when, it wasn't the first, you know, album that, or the first songs that Sum 41 started writing that focused more on like global issues and asking questions that may, you know, raise awareness in our own minds. But it definitely brought a little bit of a heavier sound, and I think the lyrics, you know, Wibbly's lyrics in here are mixed well with the kind of musical style that they created. So without further ado, this song is called No Reason with the intro. So it has a guitar intro before it plays. And you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I hope you guys enjoy this. The band is Sum 41. The song is called No Reason. And I hope you guys enjoy. Let's rock. And we're back. You're listening to the one and only Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And you just heard the song called No Reason by the band Sum 41 off of their album known as Chuck. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was definitely more of a heavier sound that Sum 41 created. Especially off Chuck's album, that was just kind of a heavier and more punk rock sound, which is kind of what I got into Sum 41 for. It was because they were so fast paced, and you know, they could create such a powerful sound with just some instruments. And I think Sum 41 was probably my first taste of, you know, kind of pop, you know, pop punk or punk rock. So, you know, I don't have too much time left, so I'm going to move on to the third portion of my show. My third portion is a reggae portion and reggae tribute. And for this portion, I want to talk about the band Culture. And these guys have been around since 76. They're originally known as the African Disciples, but they go by Culture now, and their origins are from Kingston, Jamaica, you know, the heart and capital of reggae music, some say. And the only group member that is still around today is Joseph Hill, but the past members included Roy Kenneth Days and Reginald Taylor. And these guys, you know, with such a long history and with around 21 studio albums and about the same amount of compilation albums, these guys have really, you know, made an impact in the reggae culture and reggae music scene. And at first, you know, they actually got pretty famous in the beginning because they met in 76, but they ended up, you know, coming together and being able to perform at the One Love Peace concert in 1978. Now, you know, that was a big, you know, step for them, especially in terms of popularity. And over the years, I mean, they went through all the ups and downs of being a band. But, I mean, it's hard to say that these guys really changed up their style over the years, but over three decades, of course, the style is going to change a little bit, and it's going to move from the kind of the roots of traditional instruments, so to say, and maybe toward more synthetic production. And it still sounds good, it's just not as authentic or, you know, rooted in live instruments, I guess. But these guys, with 21 studio albums, I decided one of my, you know, favorite songs by them is kind of toward the middle of their career, and off their album Culture and Culture, which came out in 86. You know, it sounds decently new to me still, and obviously it's not the most contemporary music you're gonna hear, especially in regards to reggae, but I felt like it was a good song to play and kind of end my show with today, since I have to leave early. So without further ado, I present to you guys the reggae band called Culture and their song called Peace and Love off of their studio album that came out in 1986 called Culture in Culture. So I hope you guys enjoy. This is called Peace and Love.
Badness a dance hall will have to stop. Some of them a say that them a bad man. Some of them a say that them a gun. The other race a them a say a gunman. The other race a them ball out them a notch. If you even go take up your big sixpence and come to jump and drive over high fence. What me say?
Peace and love in the dance hall. Peace and love. Peace and love in the dance hall. Peace and love.
Hear what I say?
Peace and love in the dance hall. Peace and love.
I'm not afraid of your M16. Neither afraid of your Bushmaster. Because from your heart of war, I know what you're after. Come to destroy each and every one. But you hear me?
Peace and love in the dance hall. Peace and love.
Peace within the hall.
Peace and love in the dance hall. Peace and love.
Come, sister, make we rock.
Peace and love in the dance hall. Peace and love.
Sister Pat, sister Pat.
Peace and love in the dance hall. Peace and love.
Just a while ago, you throw your hand over my shoulder. I feel like falling to bed. No bedtime yet, though. When I take a stop, reggae music get red. I've got to up and skip and shake up, I dread. What me say?
Peace and love in the dance hall. Peace and love to everybody. Peace and love in the dance hall. Peace and love. Peace and love in the dance hall. Peace and love.
The music to holler and pull up.
Right.
Me nah boost up nah push up. But reggae music get internationally. That's why we have got to jump and sing musically. What we are singing?
Peace and love in the dance hall. Peace and love.
And we're back on the one and only Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. That was the band Culture, and they played the song called Peace and Love. I thought it was a good song to kind of end my show with. Kind of leave everybody who's listening right now with a positive mindset while they enter the weekend. I hope everyone has a great weekend. And if you have time, please come out to the final spring soccer game of the season when we play. I don't even remember who we play. It's very random college, but Los Palabos or something. And we've never played them before, so it'd be exciting to have a lot of fans come out and support us and support all the Dominican athletes and athletic teams, please. For the spring season, just as support and as we finish up the school year. Well, with that, guys, I'm DJ Proof signing off. You just heard the sound of the underground, and I brought you the truth from the booth. Be sure to tune in next Thursday at 4 to 5. Should be around my last show, or second to last show possibly, so be sure to tune in and receive some good vibes from some good music. And with that, I just wish everybody a great weekend and a great rest of the Thursday evening and Thursday afternoon. Peace and love, everybody. Have a great weekend, folks.
She took off her stockings. I held him